What's up, everybody? Here we are midweek. Hope you're doing well, engaging heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Want to thank you, as always, for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And wow, listen, you pray for us. Tonight, we are at Yale University, our first ever Yale Worship Night. It's a sold-out event. Nobody else can make it. I want you to pray for us. God, it opened doors for us to go inside the Divinity School. So we're believing God to do some powerful things there. Also, this Friday is our West Hartford Fire Night, and Saturday is our new London, Connecticut Fire Night. So it's a busy week. Want you to tune in and join us. It's going to be powerful. We're going to jump in and call this one Idle Talk. I'm sure you've been in this situation. It used to happen to me. You might be around a couple Christians. Maybe not. Maybe you're around people that might know the Lord. Maybe you're around people that don't know the Lord. And people, it happened a lot with Christians. Years ago, people used to come to me, and I wasn't really a leader, right? I just got saved. I wasn't, you know, Pastor James Levesque or anything. I was just another little, you know, disgruntled ghetto kid. And people used to come up to me all the time and dump their life on me. I mean, crazy stuff. This person did this to me. This person did this. Oh, you know what I heard about the office? You know what I heard about pastor? You know what I heard about this one? And they used to come at me in the name of prayer. You know what I mean? I used to be like, man, why are these people like, why are they all coming to me? And then I tried to buy into a lie that they're coming to me because I'm anointed and, you know, God wants me to help them. And then it wasn't until this Dr. Todd Zeiger, whatever, came around one day and taught a class. And he pulled me aside and I asked him why these people are doing this to me. I was a new Christian. And he said, let me ask you a question. If I walked up to you and just dumped a bag of trash on your head, would you be okay with it? I'm like, not at all. He said, that's what they're doing every time they go to you. People are going to you with their trash. And he said, it's idle talk. It's dangerous and you need to avoid it. And that was really it. The next conversation, somebody, I stopped him and I said, don't put your trash on me. We're done with idle talk. You know, I'm just trying to use scripture or, you know, biblical terms. And I realized that I found myself more and more uncomfortable with gossip, more and more uncomfortable with backbiting and slander. And he said, she said, and hey, did you hear this? I was out on it. Many, many times I've walked out of rooms, excused myself from conversations. Doesn't happen as much anymore because, you know, the narrative's kind of controlled by me now in my life, I'm saying, where I'm not like subjected to people's craziness. But either way, idle talk is idle talk and it'll sabotage your destiny. And today, so many people take words which should be so powerful and they're lifeless and they sling them at each other and they hurt people. And look, Paul, as we were continuing reading in 1 Timothy, man, he's warning Timothy about these things. He writes Timothy a letter and he starts off and he like tells him these major promises, right? God wants everybody to become saved and get to the knowledge of the truth. Hey, Timothy, if you listen to the commandments I'm giving you, not only are you going to ensure your salvation, but everyone around you. Major commandments. But Paul's like, dude, listen to what I'm telling you. He tells Timothy to give thanks for government leaders. And then he starts to tell him to warn himself for idle talk. Because many people strayed from the faith with it. Idle talk has always been a tool to take people out of becoming like Jesus. It's a tool to sabotage your destiny. Paul warned that people were stuck in vain talk, wars of the heart. Separates you from being like Jesus. And especially when you come to the internet, it is one online pit of destruction and distraction. So it's important that we understand that Paul is warning us to live thankful. He's warning us to not give in to idle talk and to make sure that our spirits aren't getting infected with that garbage. And every single one of us have people in our lives, boundaries, things that we've been through that we need to make sure these boundary lines stay strong. Because maybe it's someone you love for years that it just has a bad attitude. They will pull you down every time. And Paul is warning Timothy, people have strayed from the faith giving into this talk. People that walked with God are no longer walking with God because of it. Fables, endless chatter, disputes, idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law. They don't even know what they're saying. So many today. And then Paul, really links them up. Literally, he goes into this crazy description of everything. We're going to talk some more about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Are you hungry for more of the supernatural? We invite you to join us for our weekly School of the Spirit nights at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life.
What's up? Yeah, so Paul in 1 Timothy 1, in verse 9, he's trying to explain to Timothy these things. What things? Things that are going to ensure your salvation if you just listen. And he goes through and he says, look, the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and the sinners, the unholy, the profane, the murderers, the fathers, the murderers of mothers, fornicators. So, he goes on and on. And he says, basically, if that's any other thing contrary to sound doctrine. So Paul is really important on what you believe, right? Really important on what you're saying, what you're receiving, and what you believe. And Paul is explaining to Timothy, look, this is all through love. So chapter 1, verse 6, he warns about idle talk. Chapter 4, verse 1, again, he's warning about idle talk. Now it's the Spirit who says in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own consciousness seared with a hot iron, forbidding people to marry, commanding them to abstain from foods. And he's going on and on. And he's telling us, watch out. We're stepping into a moment where this will be an apostate church if you're not careful. He goes again in chapter 6. This is all the warnings that Paul gave. Chapter 6, verse 3, if anybody teaches you otherwise and doesn't consent to wholesome words, even the words of Jesus, to the doctrine that's with godliness, they're proud, they don't know anything, and they're obsessed with disputes and arguments over words. That is the internet today. That is most Christians today. Arguments over words from which come envy, strife, reveling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men, corrupt minds, destitute of truth, and they think that godliness is great gain from it. And Paul said, from those people, withdraw yourself. And then in 1 Timothy 6, verse 20 again, look, it's important you guys get some scripture today. O Timothy, guard what has been committed to your trust. And then what does he say? Look, first of all, that's powerful in itself. Guard what has been given to you. Guard what's been entrusted to you. That's what we're supposed to do. Here's the very next thing he says after that. Avoid profane and idle babblings in contradictions, which is falsely called knowledge, by professing it, some is strayed from the faith. There's five or six times Paul says in this thing, avoid this, avoid this, avoid this. Avoid what? Godless chatter. Avoid idle babblings. Avoid, arguments and quarrels and all the things that you guys get involved in online. Paul's like, Timothy, stay away from it. Because you will have an abundant life, you will have peace, you will have the ministry God's given to you if you don't give in to what people are falsely called knowledge. Watch the war of your words, Timothy. They're fighting for your destiny. It's interesting because when you give in to dead talk, it wants to affect you while you're alive, not when you're gone. And Paul is telling Timothy, you have a higher call. You're above it. Flee from this, and everybody around you is going to be saved. this is what God is calling him to. This is what God is calling us to. Flee from it and you'll be born again. We must wage the good war. Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:18. Wage the good war. So here's my question to you. What war are you waging? Are you waging any war? Is there anything in you that is fighting these things, or do you just give in to them? I charge and I commit to you this, Timothy. According to the prophecies that concern you, that by them, by the words, the prophecies, you would wage the good warfare. It's important today that we wage the good warfare. It's important that you make a line in the sand. Look, there's so much to unpack. It's unbelievable, this 1 Timothy book. There's so much to unpack that I'm not even going to be able to get to. But it's important that we wage the good war, that we set our boundaries. We don't give in to idle talk. We're not letting people dump their garbage on us. We're not going to get into online bickering and arguments, because it's one goal, and all Satan wants to do is distract you and deter you from what God is calling you to. So today, if you're at work and you're at the water cooler and people start gossiping, you shut it down. If you're at church and somebody comes to you in the corner, shut it down. God will bless you through it, and Christ will be revealed in us. Amazing today. Listen, we got two more things to unpack from this. Can't wait to share it with you. Remember, Paul gave these strict promises. If you listen to the things I'm telling you, dude, you're going to be saved and everyone that hears you. We want that result. So we're going to look a little deeper into what Paul told Timothy that made it so secure in breakthrough. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.